Hello.
Good evening. My name is Jesse. I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Do you have time right now?
What are the confidential basis?
All your answers are kept confidential. They're not shared.
Are these for what kind of thing? Is it for the polling type, or what kind of questions you're going to have?
Yes, there is some polling questions. For example, if you're registered to vote in the state of California, you know, stuff like that. What county are you from?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So you are from the state of California, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you are in the county of Fresno?
Yes.
Okay. And all of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone or on a cell phone?
On a cell phone.
Okay. Almost all the calls always?
99.5%.
Okay, good. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station or political party?
Or none of the above.
None? Okay. Now, just to ensure we're representing representing everybody, what year were you born?
1960.
1960. They said that was a good year, huh?
To me, it is. But I just don't like the politics nowadays. They suck.
But you know, and this is why we do these types of things. That way, your opinion one day could reach further than just a confidential basis, okay? So your voice does matter. Your opinion is good for us. So thank you very much for participating, okay? What is your main racial ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, American Indian?
You can call me Latino.
Latino, okay. What was the largest grade of school that you completed?
Some college.
Some college, okay. And so getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay.
He ruined this country in this past 3.5 years.
Interesting. Okay. Now, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Disapprove or strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate? For this district,
right now, it's very hard, but I would do it for the Republican Party.
Okay. Next, I would like you to read. I would like to read you a list of names and different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, you can just tell me and we'll go on to the next one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Donald Trump, are you favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Favorable, okay. Joanna Garcia Rose.
Don't know her.
Don't know. What about Kamala Harris?
I disapprove her very much. I know her.
Okay. What about Esmeralda Soria?
Osorio. She's another one just like Kamala.
Okay.
I disapprove.
Disapprove? Okay. Thank you for that. Now, moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for in state assembly? Jobs and economy, homelessness. I'm going down the list and you stop me whenever you hear one, okay? crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of living, healthcare, climate change, education, taxes, border security, or abortion? Which one of those is a very important issue?
You gotta mix because there's a few in between that I'm very, very, but mostly is the border. There's so many people coming in, and among those, there's a lot of people that hate America. And Biden and Kamala Harris are allowing these people to come in.
Okay. Let's go with border security. And thinking about the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
0, 10? Okay. Next, if the elections for president were being held today, for whom would you vote for? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Donald Trump, hands up.
Okay. And if the elections for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria?
Soria,
or would you vote for state assembly member Joanna Garcia Rose, a Republican?
Joanna Garcia.
Okay, that is. Now, would you definitely vote for Garcia or probably?
Yes.
Definitely? Okay.
Definitely.
Moving on, what you say, would you say the economy is heading in the right direction, or is it pretty serious off on the wrong track?
Very serious on the wrong track.
Wrong track, okay. Now, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, stayed the same?
Increased about threefold.
Threefold, okay. On a different topic, how have you ever voted, or have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Next, I'd like you to read a few statements that you might have heard about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public and other whether wasted, fraud, or corruption she finds. Does that make you more favorable towards her or less favorable?
More favorable, because I want the corrupted people to get out of office.
So is that much more or less or somewhat?
Much more.
Much more, okay. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Does that make you much more likely to vote for Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Okay. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
Yes, that's a crime, and they keep doing it.
Okay. What about, so you're much more likely to vote for Joanna because of that statement?
Yes.
Okay. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentence for meth and fentanyl dealers, and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Okay.
We need to open the prisons. We need to lock them up and throw the key away for those people.
There you go. That's the model there. Now that you have heard some information, if the elections for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soraya, Democrat, state assembly member?
Garcia.
Garcia, okay. So real quick, next I'd like to read a few statements that you might have heard about Esmeralda Soraya during a campaign.
Oh, I know a lot about Esmeralda Garcia. Esmeralda, even before you mentioned Esmeralda, I know a lot about her.
Now, it's the same scenario. I'm going to read you a statement, and you let me know if you're much more likely to vote for her or much less likely, okay? Now, Esmeralda Soraya supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that will raise taxes and Medicare, as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off of their private health insurance. Does that make you much more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely to vote for her.
Okay. Esmeralda Soraya supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. What do you think about that? Does it make you less likely or more likely?
Less likely.
Okay. Politician Esmeralda Soraya has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayers' money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
Yes, she should be in jail. Less likely.
Less likely. Okay. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put foods on the table, Esmeralda Soraya voted to give those in country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers-funded benefits.
I'm less likely to vote for her because of that.
Because of that, okay. Esmeralda Soraya voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of Soraya's personal expenses. How do you feel about that?
I feel very sorry that she's stealing from the people.
Okay.
And I would never vote for her.
Never? Okay. So the last statement, if you help me out right here, is Esmeralda Soraya traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislator raise the gas tax. The legislator agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. How is that much less likely or much more likely to vote for her?
Less likely. We already almost voted out of California the way it is.
Okay. Now that you have heard some more information, if the elections for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote, Joanna Garcia Rose or Esmeralda Soraya?
Joanna Garcia Rose.
Okay. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, okay? Regardless of how you feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
As a Republican.
Strong Republican or not too strong?
I'm a conservative before I'm a Republican, so I would say strong because conservatives, we believe that we're strong supporters of the right things.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative on most issues.
Okay. Very conservative then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
I'm pro-life.
Okay. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on the basis regardless of the candidate stands on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
I will not vote for those people just on the position on abortion. They have to have very good reasons. But most likely, I would not vote for that.
Okay. Now, regardless how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for participating. You've done great. You taught me a lot today. So you have yourself a wonderful evening, okay?
Yeah, and the politics in California, I would not vote for any of the Democrats because they're taxing us out of our house and jobs.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely hear your point of view right there.
Well, I'm in the farming community, and when I started working in this valley, it only took one person to feed the family and provide the housing. Right now, it takes two people, and they don't make enough money to provide housing for their kids. Plus, we still have to pay extra on gas. Donald Trump gave us a tax break, and Newsom said that he wouldn't make it appear like nothing happened, and he did. He tripled our taxes when Donald Trump cut the taxes. So I would never vote for a Democrat again.
Okay. And just so you know that this call was recorded for quality purposes, okay? And it will be monitored just for training purposes. Now, I do thank you very much, sir. You enjoy the rest of your evening. You have yourself a good night, okay?
Same to you. Goodbye.